Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Yeah, 720 WGN. We're going kayaking in the kayak with the Shedd Aquarium and Christina Kurth, who is the coordinator of conservation action at the Shedd, is with us. Good evening and welcome to WGN.
Hi, I love the intro song. I'm absolutely honored.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, I went looking for a kayak song today.
You made the perfect choice.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm really interested in this because this sounds like, on a lot of different levels, so much fun, so educational, so meaningful, whatever. As I understand it, the Shedd is offering, and obviously you can make it perfectly clear, a experience, if you will, where you are in a kayak going down a river. Am I right?
Your song's perfect because you are correct. We offer a tour, our Kayak for Conservation tour. Think of it like your Chicago architecture tour.
Yes.
But really, it's the aquarium taking you on a journey from the past, the present, and the potential future of the Chicago River from an ecological standpoint. So instead of kind of going to, we like to call it the Glass Canyon downtown, we're taking you to the nooks and crannies where you can see lots of other fun creatures on the river.
Is that what you call it, the Glass Canyon downtown?
It gets some names like that. The Concrete Canyon, the Glass Canyon, the river folk have lots of different terms for it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, the river folk. I get it. But this is quite an ambitious undertaking. I mean, you have where do you start? Where do you go? I mean, where do you start in the canoe? Where do you go in the river? What's the course that you take? What do you see en route, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been running this program since 2018, mm-hmm. and we start on the North Branch of the Chicago River, out of our awesome partners, Kayak Chicago. We run our program out of their business, up on the North Branch of the river by Goose Island. And we head across the river onto the east side of Goose Island, otherwise known as the Ogden Canal, but now better known as the Wild Mile, where we take folks out and through kind of that mile. And then we turn around and take them back. And then for our slightly more experienced kayakers or folks who maybe just want a longer paddle experience, we take them on what we call the Goose Island Loop via our river exploration tour, where we go down heading south on the west side of Goose Island, and we head up north via the east side. So during our longer tour, we take people kind of more on a longer journey of the city's industrial past as we pass more remnants of that before entering the Wild Mile.
And this requires paddling on the part of the participants, right?
It does. It does. But I give them all the paddling skills that they need. Our program is incredibly beginner friendly. And so we give them all those awesome paddling tools while they're on dry land with us before we put them in a boat.
Yeah. Cause I see here I'm just doing the hours of paddling, and then we can go back to the individual programs. But it's this one has 1.5 hours of paddling. The other has 2.5 hours of paddling. I was talking earlier that, when I was in the scouts or something, I was in a canoe. I wasn't in a kayak. But that's a lot of paddling in one stride.
Yeah. I would say that compared to most tours throughout the city, ours tends to be like a very comfortable distance. We go a very slow pace.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we take, especially being a ecological tour, we take many pit stops along the way. So that hour and a half is really acquainting for, let me stop at this portion so we can talk about this interesting bird that we've seen for the next 10 minutes, or maybe take some ample pictures of Chonkosaurus from a very comfortable distance so Chonk feels nice and comfortable, or talking about a lot of these restoration projects that we're working on. So lots of opportunities to take a break. I would say it's a very leisurely paddle.
So are there specific species and animals that you know that you're going to see combined with, shall we say, a surprise here and there?
Oh, I love that question. So there are starting guarantees, I would say, so to speak, depending on when we're paddling. And so I feel very lucky that I get to be there throughout our whole kayaking season. I encourage people, of course, to come more than once because the wildlife we see really does change throughout the summer.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the summer, kind of beginning of the season, which actually kicks off this weekend, you have a guarantee to see these really fun birds called cliff swallows. They are these incredible birds. They get their name, the cliff swallow, because they quite obviously often live by cliffs. And they have this really cool adaptation. So they collect sand and mud in their mouth, and their saliva acts as a cementing agent for that mud. And then they spit out my very non-scientific word, what I like to call spit bricks, to make these cool cemented nests on what would normally be a bridge, but throughout our bridges and terraces throughout the city of Chicago. And we have a very, very high population of them under the Halstead Street Bridge up by Goose Island. So we take this moment to go and see their very large colony that calls that space home. They come back every single year and their nest lasts for years. And we actually like to take like kind of a moment of silence there to listen to the symphony and chorus that extreme amount of birds makes during that time.
Yeah.
And we see we have an area, we have dubbed it Turtle Alley, kind of amongst our team, where you are guaranteed, as long as it's sunny, to see lots of turtles, predominantly red-eared sliders and painted turtles. But yes, the surprise on a really good day, especially in June and July, which is more their sunning season, is when we might see Chonkosaurus or Chonkosaurus's partner Stag, as we've dubbed him. Mm-hmm. And there's a third one as well that we also see. So that's really cool. Some of their babies we've had the surprise to see in October. Can't guarantee that they're Chonkosaurus's babies, but we have seen baby snappers throughout the channel as well. So in my time, I've seen a few of those, and those are like an extreme delight and excitement to see those there. Some softshell turtles. I'd say another pretty good guarantee, which is such a sign of the river really becoming revitalized and being this great space for wildlife, is we're pretty much guaranteed to see the Illinois endangered species, the black-crowned night heron, and many of them. They're known for having nesting above the wolf habitat in Lincoln Park Zoo, and the Lincoln Park Zoo does amazing studies on how they move and travel and their populations here in the city. And we're not too far from Lincoln Park Zoo on the river, so we get a lot of them coming over to us. So that's a really cool species to point out to people when we're out there.
How many tours a day are there, and what days are there tours?
Yeah, so we run two tours on Fridays and two tours on Saturdays. They range from our most common is our River Discovery Tour, which is our two-hour tour. We do river exploration every other week. And then we also have some opportunities, say if you're like, I'm on a private tour with a guide, with my bestest of friends, we also offer small group private and large group private opportunities as well.
That sounds pretty cool. And I see that you have River Discovery Tour for beginner and River Exploration Tour for intermediate. So are we talking the ability to paddle Is that what determines?
I would say it more comes from the stamina to paddle. I have taken people out who have never kayaked before on a river exploration tour, and they have been totally A-OK. Right. It's just kind of our way of letting people know this is going to be a slightly farther distance. Do you want to maybe do a river discovery first to, quote unquote, get your feet wet, even though we have no plans for you getting your feet actually wet in the safety and dryness of your kayak.
Yes.
But it's kind of an opportunity to be like, maybe you want to build your way up to that distance. But I've taken people out for their first time on that one as well.
Wow. How do we book a tour?
Yeah. So on Shed Aquarium's website, we have our Kayak for Conservation webpage. And tickets are available for purchase there.
Wow. Well, I hope a lot of people take advantage of this. I think it sounds like a fantastic thing to do over the summer months on lots of different levels. I mean, like you say, it's great for an educational level. And, you know, if you want to have like a private party thing and get a bunch of friends and get your own personal guide, you know, that's got a little.
Those are always a blast.
Yeah.
And then it's cool because we can kind of cater it a little bit to what that group's looking for that day.
Yeah. Well, good luck with all of that and keep your paddle in the water. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great evening and hope to see you on the water soon.
Thank you. Sounds like a great time over there.